Philippe Saint-Pierre, for these urgent care. Today's date is 10/25/2025. The patient is for Miss Kelly Rome. Rome spells R-E-O-M-E. Kelly spells K-E-L-L-Y. Date of birth is 09/26/1969. A 56-year-old female here for a routine follow-up. Here in this paragraph, Miss Kelly has a history of hypertension. Is here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill. She states, since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today it says she has no complaints. Here in this paragraph, past medical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Here in this paragraph, review of system. Patient says she just recalled she has a rash that she has had in the past, and she has used triamcinolone for it in the past, and it worked, and would like to have a refill of triamcinolone. Also, period. Next paragraph, pass. Physical exam, she's a lot-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure is 143 over 87, pulse 37, respiration 18, temperature 97.1, period, next paragraph, HENT normal, next paragraph, neck, full range of motion over rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, but no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period, next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no rebound, no correction, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period, next paragraph, skin, patient has a hyperpigmented macule discretely distributed in the upper extremities, period, next paragraph. Please delete the skin exam. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait. Period, next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, S3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is skin rash, number two is hypertension, number three is morbid obesity. Period, next paragraph. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about lab work. She has not had labs in several months. We talk about the effects of the medication on our organ system and the way to find out if the medication is having an adverse effect on our organ system is via lab. She says she understands and we'll be back within a month to have the labs done, period. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Metoprolol, succinate, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, lisinopril /HCTZ, 20/25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, triamcinolone, 0.1% cream applied to affected area, BID for 14 days. Number 60 grams, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient again was reminded about the importance of having labs. She says she understands and will comply on the next visit. End of dictation.